Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
The late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's the Vice President for Policy and the Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Right, Wayne?
That's it.
CEI.org. Tell us about CEI.
We are a 25-year-old public policy advocacy group. We do testimony. We do press releases, coalition work with other groups to try to get to make good ideas good politics and to make change, reduce regulations, reduce the scope of government, increase the scope of the voluntary sector in society, grow business, grow freedom.
And we're talking about...
And it's a blast. It's a lot of fun.
And go to their website, folks, and find out what they've got, what they're working on. If you want to be informed about how much you're paying and how much the oppression you're receiving by the government through regulations primarily and those kinds of things on many levels, check out their website and see what they got going on, CEI.org. I know that you're working on a moratorium on freezing non-essential rulemaking. You'd like to see that happen, but what about am I hallucinating to think that one day we could have a deal where if you pass a regulation, it has to be reapproved every 2 years?
I think that's a great idea.
Am I smoking something to think that might happen?
But we may all be hallucinating, but it's a great idea. There's several things to do. One is that existing body of rules that's out there, you know, the ones that are costing us $1.7 trillion a year. For starters, we need a bipartisan regulatory commission to deal with that, kind of like military base. That's for existing rules. For new rules, just say everyone should have an expiration date on it like a carton of milk.
Right.
And they should go out unless Congress reapproves them.
Hey, Wayne, let's sunset them the way they did our tax cuts. They don't have a problem sunsetting tax cuts. Let's sunset some darn regulations.
That's right. Usually there's complaints that sunsets don't work, but you know, I'm in favor of trying it anyway in this case.
But that's
what has to be done, and also agency missions. You know, look at agency missions much more frequently and get them up in front of Congress. That's
right.
Fine, but you deal with the existing body of rules that way. You put expiration dates or review dates on new rules that are coming out. Remember, those are coming out at a rate of like 3,000 a year. Now, a lot of those are just dealing with agency internal minutia, but a lot of it does affect the small business sector and the big business sector. All of it. So you do those things. Also, it's very important, the notion that's behind this so-called RAINS Act play right now by Senator DeMint. It's a new piece of legislation that hasn't been passed. It's being talked about that would require Congress to approve every major rule. You know, the major, in government lingo, that means the rule costs $100 million a year.
Right.
And of the 3,000 regulations, it's only in quotes, about 100 of them that are considered major.
Now, are you saying that if they currently exist, Congress has to reapprove them?
It would, if the RAINS Act went through, what would happen is before that agency's rule could become effective, it would have to go back to Congress, and Congress would have to affirm that rule.
What about the ones that are already in place?
For those, you have to do what I'd indicated before, regulatory reduction commission.
Yeah.
I really don't see any other way. And it's not even that I'm crazy about bipartisan commissions. I just think you have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to do it and to have, you know, to have an up or down vote on some chunk of regulations. The only way you can really deal with all the log rolling and everything else is to make it so that everybody stands to lose equally as well as everybody stands to gain equally. In terms of, you know, their constituents.
Part of what you and I are talking about, though, Wayne, is going to reduce the number of I mean, there are going to be some government layoffs if we do some of the things. If you and I had our way, some people would lose their jobs, wouldn't they?
Well, it is the holiday season coming up, right?
Yeah.
isn't
that part of the pressure?
It is part of the pressure. I mean, agencies, you know, it's not like a private business that you're trying to defend, where you're trying to grow grow some cash flow and to reinvest in your business and expand. In government, your only measure of output, in an agency, your only measure of output is the number of rules you produce or the size of
right.
your budget or the number of employees.
That's right.
So the agency's incentive is to grow. And it always happens that way. I mean, FCC, for example, you know, separate from everything
Wayne,
we're
hold
talking
on,
about.
Wayne, hold on. I can't let you start that story. We'll have to pick that one up when we come back. CEI.org, right?
CEI.org.
Check it
been
out,
great,
Wayne
Jim.
Cruz.
Thank
hey,
you.
Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
You too,
y'all,
buddy.
Y'all have a good day.
We'll see you next time. Keep up the good fight up there. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, he and CEI and a bunch of other folks are trying hard, so you need to talk to your own members of Congress and tell them less regulations, let's reapprove these things before we allow them to go on to infinity and continue to impress us. Keep putting the stone on our grass, right? I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.